I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. We are in Pompeii. So there was some talk when the Loki show was on. Is it still on? I don't know. I'm in the future. But there was some talk about how the, you know, going to Pompeii and, you know, hiding out in disasters and that being kind of like a permanent part of the timeline sort of thing was a bit reminiscent of Doctor Who. Now, there's been more than one visit to Pompeii. The Big Finish Audios went there, the Seventh Doctor and Mel, and left the TARDIS there. Like, it was embedded. Like, they found the TARDIS embedded in, like, the Pompeii rock a bazillion years later. Anyway, we are watching the 10th Doctor story, David Tennant, with Catherine Tate as Donna. They're in Pompeii. They arrive in ancient Rome. It's only her second episode, which is exciting. Well, third if you count the Christmas special she did the year before. So it's her first trip in the TARDIS, and, you know, following that same pattern of, you know, you go to the past, you go to the future, let's do that thing, like one of each for our first three episodes. So Donna has seen a sign in English and she's like, how can I read that? Surely it's Latin. Have you actually taken me to Epcot? Just a Walt Disney World. They recreate a whole bunch of different societies. And the Doctor explains the whole thing, that the TARDIS has, like, you know, telepathic circuits. It translates it for her, like, sends the actual signal to her brain. And she's like, so I'm talking Latin right now. He's like, yeah, you're talking Latin. And she's like, what if I said Veni, Vidi, Vici to someone? Because my dad came back from Rome saying that one time. I'm like, okay. So she tries it on this shopkeeper and he's like, I'm sorry, love, I don't speak Celtic. She's like, what does that mean? And the Doctor's like, he thinks you sound Welsh. By the way, I forgot how frantic the 10th Doctor episodes were, especially this is series 4 of the Russell T. Davis era. Like, it is a well-oiled machine, and these episodes just barrel through. So I may end up talking about this for some time. then we see Amy Pond, and she's wearing a lot of makeup. It's not actually Amy Pond. It's Karen Gillan, the actor, but... yeah, it's weird because, you know, we recognize her as Amy Pond. So my theory is that when she got sucked into the past by an angel, she really got booted way back here and then somehow got brought forward again. Although she doesn't have a Scottish accent, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's not Amy. Maybe it's an ancestor of Amy's. I don't know. Like, I feel like that is a Big Finish episode that someone is yet to write. As soon as Karen Gillan falls on hard times and comes crawling to Big Finish for a handful of coin, that story will be written. Anyway, being very, very rude today. Like, where's the positive, Adam? He's normally quite nice. Anyway, Amy, with a lot of makeup on, is following them. The doctor says, oh, yeah, I've been to Rome before. I've been here to Rome before. I didn't cause the fire. Well, maybe a little bit. This is a reference to the first doctor story, The Romans, where the doctor does get into some hijinks with Nero and Rome does burn down. so Donna sees a mountain in the background. She's like, I thought Rome was meant to have seven hills. And then there's just, then there's like a big rumble and they're like, and some smoke comes out of the top and they're like, oh, that is not one of the hills of Rome. That is the single hill of Vesuvius. We are in Pompeii and it's Volcano Day. Hello, Volcano Day. Then ancient Roman Amy reports to the High Priestess of the Sibylline, I think they're called. She says, the blue box has come as foretold in the prophecy. So the Doctor and Donna, realizing they are in Pompeii, Vesuvius is about to erupt, molten lava and ash everywhere. Everyone's going to die. They've run back to the TARDIS to go, got to get out of here, quick sticks. Even though Donna behind is like, well, can't we tell people? There's like a there's a thing down the road. The TARDIS is not there. Whoopsie. The Veni Vidi Vici man has sold it for 15 sesterces to someone called Cacilius. And then we see that person. It's the 12th Doctor! This episode's got it all going on. Peter Capaldi, who is not the 12th Doctor, he's Cacilius or Cacilia, whatever his name is. He thinks it's modern art. He's bought it because it's modern art. His wife thinks it's a waste of space. Then there's another earthquake and they go, positions! And everyone grabs all the stuff around the walls. Like you know, the family do in Mary Poppins when the Admiral sets off his cannon on the roof? They're like, positions! And everyone has to grab something to stop it falling over. It's very cute. By the way, the wife of the 12th Doctor slash Cacilius, whatever his name is. I'm just going to keep calling him the 12th Doctor. His wife is Klein from the World War II Big Finish stories, who was one of the Doctors, the 7th Doctor's companions for a while. Did she also go around with the 8th Doctor? Am I imagining things? I don't know. She had a bit of a fair run. Also, weirdly, her first story that she appeared in was a Big Finish story called Colditz, which is the 7th Doctor and Ace, and they go to Colditz was a famous prisoner of war camp in Nazi Germany. And so she's there, she's a scientist, and also in that story, playing a very brutal and awful Nazi officer is David Tennant. I know! My head is like inside out at the moment from everyone playing 17 different roles. Like, I know they're actors playing different people, but my theory urges are set off, and I want to explain that somehow... Somehow the 10th Doctor got sucked into another dimension and became a horrible German soldier and was hanging out with the 12th Doctor's other wife. Anyway, it's not okay. Also, I think she was David Tennant's boss in Broadchurch, I think. I've got to stop. Otherwise, I'll send myself into some sort of continuity hole and I'll never escape. So anyway, the son of this lovely Roman family, Quintus, his name is, he's very hungover. And their daughter has to breathe hot air and smoke from the thermal vent in the floor. Because it's helping her become a seer. So she looks into the vent and she sees like a weird rock monster who looks like he's got like a kind of Roman-style helmet on. He's got glowing eyes and then that's it. Anyway, so Donna's found an amphitheater and she's decided she's going to warn everyone and save them. She's just going to single-handedly save everyone in Pompeii from the exploding mountain, because, I mean, the TARDIS is not there. She's got to do something. And the Doctor's like, no, it's a fixed point. We can't save anyone. And they have this massive argument about it, about, like, the Doctor's like, I just can't do it. And she's like, you can't just let everyone die. Like, we're here now. Like, we can do something about it. And while they're arguing, Amy Pond in her bad makeup is watching, and she puts her hands over her eyes, but her hands have eyes drawn on them, and for some reason I think that's some sort of walkie-talkie that she could talk to the Sisterhood. So she's got her hand-eye walkie-talkie, and so she's talking to them, telling them what's going on, and one of the priestesses pulls out a scroll that has the TARDIS on it, and it foretells fire and storms and betrayal, and someone calls out, "Sisters!" It's the Reverend Mother or something. I know they're not Christians. The Christians don't come into Rome for years. anyway, it's the it's the High Priestess. That's what she's called. The Reverend Mother. What a, yeah, she's Mother Abbess, and she's going to sing Climb Every Mountain at any point. Because it's Sound of Music by the side of Vesuvius. I don't know why I'm finding this so amusing today. Anyway, Reverend Mother / High Priestess has gone, no, the oracles are wrong. I predict a future of prosperity and might. Eternal Pompeii taking over the world. And she says the blue box seers can't interfere. They must die. And then there's another earthquake, and we're barely through the episode. So we'll continue Fires of Pompeii in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.